or tuck one foot underneath Ardha Padmasana, or tuck both feet in Swastikasana, or spread your knees as apart, one heel above the other. With the lower heel, you are applying the pressure in your groin region. In this posture, you can sit for long time. Helps in your sadhana. The yoga means balance. As I mentioned, balance. It's a balance. Sukha dukke same kritva labha labho jaya jayo. And whether success, failure, victory or defeat, do not lose the balance. This balance has to be extended to a balance sheet. Yoga is a balance sheet. Our balance sheet of the income and expense, profit, loss, it has to be balanced. The yoga talks about we have to be our own accountant. For our end of the year tax file, we go to a chartered accountant to file our paper to the tax department. It's an outside accountant. It says you have to be an accountant yourself. Your balance sheet should, you have to do the balance sheet yourself. And when we came to this world, we had no money. When we go, we have no money. With no money we go. And in between, we work on the money. It is not required when we came, when we are going, money is not required. In between, we are transacting on the money and we think that is most important thing. It was not there right at the beginning, and right at the end, it's not there. In between, we get caught up, we think that is the ultimate of our life. The balance sheet in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhishmacharya, in his, he was about to depart the body. He was lying on the bed of arrows in the battlefield. Then, at that time, it tells how we have to die. Dying, it's a process. Dying also is an yoga. Like a yogi, we have to depart. And in that, he, right from his childhood, what happened? What did I do right? What I did not do right? Right from the childhood, he was analyzing. Was it right? I did not do right. I did right. I did not do right. Right from the childhood, he was going by face. What was not right? What is right? What was not right? And reconcile. Many tangled up issues. Reconcile. So that the departure becomes easy. And what is right, what did not go right in my life. And think on the highest point of your life, not on the lowest point. And many people, when they depart, regret it should not have happened. It's a low point of our life, we think, brood and depart. And it says, when you are doing dying also, think what is the best part of your life. You lived 80, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. What was the best part? What was the highlight of your life? On the high note, you depart. That is the path of upward journey. In the Bhishmacharya, it says, Bhishma, and he was, Lord Krishna was next to him. Mind was set on him, but as he was departing, he could not set his mind on the high point. He went departed with a regret. I should not have shot arrows at Krishna. Blood was oozing out. I should not have done. I should not have done. With that regret, he departed, and they say his life is not complete. He has to come back. And we have to depart. It's a message. It's conveyed in the scriptures. That towards the in the retirement when you are not working, that is the time to reflect. Slowly untangle the issues, whatever length of time you have lived. Many things did not go right, things went right. Reconcile, untangle. So that your departure becomes smooth and goes upward. If you depart with regret, then it goes down. Do not depart with a low note, depart with a high note. The example I can give that my father, when he was departing in 2016, he was going through the every phase right from childhood. He did not elaborately read all the scriptures, but as a yogi he left. He went through the reconciled right from his young days and with his work life in the busy that working life, what was right, what was not right. Reconciling with his friends and co-companions, co-travelers in his life. Reconcile. And at peace. Then after reconciling, and no more regret. I am departing. With that note he told, I am going. May God bless you. That was the last word he told. And it is, we have to think towards the end also. We are so caught up in our day-to-day life, we can't see ahead. As a yogi, we should plan our departure also. Without knowing we came, and at least regarding the departure, we should be aware how we depart. And every day, when you go to your bed, reconcile that day. Do the balance sheet. What was right, what was not right. What was right, and reconcile every day. Tally the accounts, close the till on that day. What is the benefit of that one every day? And it will be, you will be living with awareness. Next day, slowly when I start doing that one, I will be aware of things around, what I should do, what I should not do. Try to close your till every day when you go to bed, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, contemplate your 12 hours of day, how it was. Contemplate, recycle, reconcile. So that when we depart, we are depart with a high note. That's the yoga. Yoga is the balance. Yoga is balance sheet. Left thumb and index finger together.